Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines and all eyes here in Washington on the proposals of the big three automakers for how they would restructure their operations in order to give lawmakers confidence that the $25 billion in bridge loans that they are asking for would be put to good use and repaid at a relatively quick pace. General Motors arguing that it will not survive if it does not get a $4 billion loan by the end of this year. After taking a closer look at the situation and especially dismal November sales, some of the companies are now asking for more money, with the total price tag now slipping above $30 billion. General Motors and Chrysler seem to be in the worst shape, with GM Vice President Larry Burns saying if his company doesn't get immediate help, the consequences will be dire.
The collapse of U.S. auto company, the collapse of the U.S. auto industry because of the codependence of the suppliers, and potentially putting upwards to 3 million U.S. jobs at risk.
Burns says this is certainly a very troubling prospect, especially in light of how anemic the U.S. economy is right now. He says this could be the trigger from the U.S. being in a recession to a depression. He also explained why his company was coming to federal lawmakers and essentially taxpayers for this money.
There's nowhere else to turn. Credit has become so tight that nobody can gain access to the credit.
It's also a dire situation at Chrysler, and that was the explanation today at a town hall event in New Carrollton, Maryland, held by Chrysler President Jim Press. He says that his company is a workmanship and quality firm that 1 million people depend on for their jobs, and he says what's going on right now has nothing to do with politics.
This isn't about Wall Street or boardrooms or all the highfalutin business. This is Main Street. This is jobs. This is preserving our way of life, our manufacturing base in America, and maintaining our way of life.
Meanwhile, in an attempt to help Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors get at least $34 billion in bridge loans, the UAW will consider modifying contracts. United Auto Workers President Ron Gettelfinger said after an emergency meeting in Detroit that the union could suspend its jobs bank and delay payments to its health care fund. Gettelfinger said there is a lot of pressure on the union to make changes, adding that they will step up and do it. Gettelfinger joins the heads of the big three in Washington this week to testify before Congress in pleading for that $34 billion in bridge loans. Meanwhile, a CNN opinion research poll finds a majority of Americans are against a federal bailout of the auto industry. The survey has determined 61% are opposed to the government extending a helping hand to the big three. According to the poll, 70% of respondents believe the bailout is unfair to taxpayers. Over at the White House, analysts are poring over the proposals by the big three. White House Press Secretary Dana Perino saying the administration will be watching closely as the chief executive officers from the big three testify in Congress on Thursday and Friday, Thursday before the Senate, Friday before the House. But the Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, who of course has been spearheading the effort to allocate the $700 billion from the first bailout package aimed towards the financial industry, says given our current economic situation, bankruptcy of an auto giant would not be good.
Given the state of our economic situation right now, and given how fragile it is, I certainly don't believe, and no one in our administration believes, that bankruptcy of an auto company would be a good thing right now.
But just where is all this money supposed to come from? Minnesota Republican Governor Tim Pawlenty says the federal government is essentially broke, and right now it's just playing with monopoly money.
The federal government is broke. They have no money. All of this money is monopoly money, and it's going to have to be paid back or otherwise be, burdened by, or the burden of it's going to be visited upon our kids and our grandkids.
President-elect Obama also addressing the big three crisis today as he introduced Bill Richardson, the New Mexico governor, as his nominee for Secretary of Commerce. Speaking in Chicago, the president-elect says that it appears that the executives have put forth a more serious set of restructuring plans than when they were in Washington a couple of weeks ago.
So I think Congress did the right thing when the big three automakers came before them a couple of weeks ago. They were not offering a clear plan for viability over the long term.
Obama says it's the responsibility of lawmakers and the executive branch to make sure taxpayers' dollars are used wisely.
Congress was right to say that the taxpayers expect and deserve better than that before they are stepping up to the plate for any kind of bailout.
On Wall Street, another roller coaster ride, but in the end, a pretty good day. The Dow Jones finishing up 173 points at 85.92. The NASDAQ up 43 to 14.92. The S&P 500 up 22 points to finish at 8.71. Oil off 17 cents per barrel to close at $46.79. Still to come in this edition of Dateline Washington, why experts believe the U.S. could be vulnerable to a weapon of mass destruction attack in the near future. We'll also talk with the Republican National Committee about the decisive victory for Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss in his runoff Tuesday night. But when we come back, Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter explains why he's a strong supporter of the bridge loans to the auto industry and why it's nothing similar to what happened with the $700 billion bailout. That's next. This is Dateline Washington.